This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is important for us to remind one another regarding our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's develop it and be conscious of it at all times. It is called taqwallah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all conditions. May Allah help us to strengthen this beautiful relationship with Him. Remember, my brothers and sisters, we have just completed the beautiful month of Ramadan, the best month in the Islamic year. Alhamdulillahi ala thalik. May Allah accept from all of us our acts of worship, our sacrifices, our fasting, our recitation of the Quran, the listening to the recitation of the Quran, the charities, and so many other acts of worship. And may He forgive our shortcomings. As human beings, we make mistakes, we err, we even sin, although we try our best not to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this, so He gives us more and more occasions to be able to seek His forgiveness every single day. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times a day up to 100 times a day. Remember, we follow that example. We should also be seeking the forgiveness of Allah. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we turn to Him, return to Him in repentance. My brothers and sisters, thereafter we were given a beautiful day of Eid. May Allah be pleased with us. Usually we remind people about how to spend the day of Eid and say to them, try never to displease the one who has given you a day of pleasure, a day of happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again grant us forgiveness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who have pleased Him and continue to please Him. My brothers and sisters, I must also remind you of a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sama ramadana thumma atba'ahu sittan min shawwal kana ka siyam ad-dahr. And this hadith has been authenticated by the scholars, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and then follows it with the 6 fasts of Shawwal, they will have a reward equivalent to having fasted the entire year. So any time after the day of Eid, within the month of Shawwal, you fast 6 fasts, not necessarily consecutive, but they should be within the month of Shawwal. Then you will have this reward. This was practiced also by some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and those who followed in the earliest generations all the way to this particular time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every one of us to adopt the sunnah. Although it is not compulsory, it is something that we should try to do. My brothers and sisters, we also know that this Ramadan was very unique. Unique in the sense that we were unable to be in the houses of Allah in a way that we would have liked to be. So what we need to understand is, due to the coronavirus COVID-19, the restrictions that were placed on us have made us become more conscious of different aspects of our lives. And ibadah has been great. I did a survey online and I found that most of the people say they had a very good, or if not one of the best, Ramadans. But unfortunately, there is also a percentage of people who said they struggled. My brothers and sisters, these struggles are indeed real. We do not belittle them. We pray, may Allah make it easy for one and all in whatever they were struggling through. And may Allah make it easy for every one of us in whatever we are going through right now. The challenges, take it in your stride, my brothers and sisters. Life is all about challenges, facing the hardship, facing the tests. All this is part of the plan of Allah in order to give us the opportunity to be rewarded by Him. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us and make it easy for us. So alhamdulillah, people had different aspects of their living and their ibadah and their social lives highlighted during Ramadan and during Eid. As we progress, some of the places, some of the cities and countries, some of the masajid in some places, the lockdown restrictions are being lifted. And as they are being lifted, people are now flocking the masajid once again. My brothers and sisters, although that is a brilliant sign and it is a good sign, we are happy. At the same time, what we must remind you to do is to take your precautions and to ensure that you have tied your camel before you say, I lay my trust in Allah. Because we do lay our trust in Allah. We've always laid our trust in Allah. But a mistake that some people make is they forget that Allah asks them to take every necessary precaution and to do whatever Allah has given them the capacity to do to ensure that they save themselves, benefit themselves, protect themselves before they actually say, Oh Allah, I lay my trust in you. Just like a person in a zone where there are a lot of robbers, if he were to leave his wallet dangling from his pocket, or if he were not to lock his motor vehicle or his property, then if he were to say, Oh Allah, I lay my trust in you, it is actually an insult to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah is saying to you, I've given you the capacity to do whatever is beneficial to you and to do what you know you're supposed to be doing, and you haven't even done that much and you want to tell me, I lay my trust in you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz. Work hard towards achieving that which is beneficial for you. Do whatever you can to ensure that what you want, you will get it by the will of Allah. Work hard, say the name of Allah, seek the help of Allah, and go forth. Then if something bad were to happen to you, then you don't blame anyone or anything. You just say, Allah wanted that to happen. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ لَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. If something then happens to you, don't say, had I done this, then perhaps that would have happened and that would have happened. No. If we tried and if we took all precautions and we tied the camel and then something were to happen to that camel, or in this case, something were to happen to us after we took all necessary precautions, we don't blame people, we don't blame ourselves, we don't blame anyone. We just say, that is the taqdeer. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined for me. And Allah will not hold you responsible for something beyond your own capacity. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah will never ever burden a person with more than they can shoulder or with that which is beyond their capacity. So my brothers and sisters, a quick reminder, those of you who are in zones where the masajid have been opened or are gradually opening, please be responsible. As excited as we are, we must remember saving lives is still our duty. We must remember, as much as the lockdown or the restrictions may be disappearing, the virus has not disappeared. In some of our countries, it is actually increasing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That having been said, in some quarters I heard people say, well, if you're meant to die, you're meant to die. While that statement has a little bit of truth in it, what is intended from it in that context is not something that a believer should be saying without confirming that first part of it. And that would be, once you've done whatever you could do, then if something were to happen and you had to die, you were meant to die. So the first part of that statement is very important. It's not that we become people who take things for granted, or that we don't want to take any more precautions, or that because we're believers, we don't care. In fact, a believer is the one who is supposed to care even more. A believer is the one who is supposed to be even more conscious of life, of sickness, of the spread of evil, the spread of anything harmful. It is prohibited upon a believer to spread something harmful, even if it were just a foul smell from your own mouth. Imagine a disease, imagine something. that was really harmful to the lives of people, let alone just a stench or a smell from your mouth. My brothers and sisters, if you're unwell, if you have a health condition, if you have underlying conditions, if you are from among those who are old and frail, remember, you don't have to go and you should not be going into the public places, even if it be a place where people have gathered, such as a masjid, to pray. When you are sick and ill, don't go there. So my brothers and sisters, let's remember, let's not drag those who are vulnerable into a situation where they might harm themselves even more. People may argue and they may say, like I said earlier, well, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. My brothers and sisters, those statements are dangerous. Let's use them responsibly. Yes, like I said, the statement does have some truth in it, but it's used in a context of deception. So my brothers and sisters, let's take the precautions. Learn to wash your hands. Learn not to touch your face or your mouth when you've touched other surfaces. Learn to keep your hands to yourselves for now. Learn, subhanallah, the precautions that are being taught. Learn to put on a mask wherever applicable. Learn to look out for others at the same time. Let's talk about cleanliness. Let's talk about the precautions and let's take them seriously. My brothers and sisters, we're excited. We're very excited. I, for one, am extremely excited that very soon we will be able to return to the houses of Allah. In almost all of the globe, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And life will return to a norm, but a different norm, subhanallah. Which means we will be able to get a lot of what we were not getting during the lockdown or the restrictive measure times. But at the same time, it will not be the same. It will not be exactly how it was prior to this particular virus. Brothers and sisters, seek the forgiveness of Allah often. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of our affairs. Repeat often, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What a blessed dua of the Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. There is none worthy of worship besides you. Glory be unto you indeed. I am from the wrongdoers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and grant us goodness. Seeking the forgiveness of Allah is trying to earn the pleasure of Allah. So one of the quickest ways of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to seek His forgiveness and to repent to Him. He becomes pleased. And when Allah is pleased, remember, what is happening to you will never be a punishment from Allah, but just a test. And life, as I said, is full of tests, my brothers and sisters. So alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, many of us have gotten used to using online means, not only of communication, but of working, of learning, of reaching out to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us responsible with the way we use technology. Many of the people have used technology in a very responsible way. But there are some who have used it in order to display themselves immorally. My brothers and sisters, that is not the sign of a good believer. You can do better than that. Some of the brothers and sisters have displayed their bodies, have engaged in acts that are considered by Islam as immoral, as unacceptable by Islam. We call ourselves Muslims, my brothers and sisters. Revisit your relationship with Allah. We can put an end to that. It's not too late. Let's become people of very high morals and values. Others do not need to see you in the nude in order to know how good looking you are. Wal'iyadu billah. We need to understand when Allah has blessed you with something, consider it a favor and obey the instruction of Allah as a result. No need to do that which is haram in order to celebrate the gifts of Allah upon you. If Allah has given you something good, if Allah has given you a happy marriage, if Allah has given you goodness of some sort, remember my brothers and sisters, there is no need, if it were considered unacceptable Islamically, to display that or to engage in something that Islam considers immoral. Remember, it is not correct to do that in order to show off what you have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. When Allah speaks of competition amongst mankind, competition amongst us, He always asks us to compete in good deeds, never in bad deeds. Some of us are competing in bad deeds. It's as though some of us are saying to the others, well, I've done this, let's see if you can do worse. And when they do worse, it's like they would say, well, I'm going to show you I can do even worse. Think about that. If that is the case, then we need to revisit, like I said, the issue of morality, the issue of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Islam will never change. Remember, the rules and regulations stipulated by Allah Almighty will never change. It is up to us to adopt them, to ensure that we actually have fulfilled them to the best of our abilities, and in that way we will protect ourselves. We will earn the pleasure of Allah. Didn't we say earlier on when the virus broke out that it is only Allah, Allah alone who can cure us, who can eradicate this. So let's turn to Allah in goodness, in care, such that we actually earn His pleasure. Then we will achieve the comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. So my brothers and sisters, these few words, these few pieces of advice on this blessed Friday to remind us, firstly, to earn the pleasure of Allah. Secondly, to be responsible even when returning to public life. Let's be very responsible. Don't take it for granted. It doesn't mean that because the lockdown restrictions are over in your place that you can now forget about all the precautions that you are supposed to be taking. Not at all. We also spoke about the issue of spending your time wisely, the issue of social media and technology. Like I said, many people, their lives have changed, the way they work, the way they talk, the way they communicate with others. Everything has moved more online. Be very responsible. I'm not saying it is haram to use technology, but I am saying the way we use it will determine whether it is halal or haram. Please use it responsibly. I've had cases of people who've communicated with me regarding some things that they have done very embarrassingly that have actually been spread across the globe. And sometimes I've even heard from the family members of those who've passed on of some of the content that the deceased had put up online that was very embarrassing, and there was absolutely no way of eradicating all of it because it had spread to many different platforms. So ask yourself, when I do something and post it online, if I were to die right now, would I be proud of what I've posted online? Would I like Allah? Would I like the angels? Would I like the rest of the people to know me for what I've posted online? And then you post based on the answer to that question. And inshallah, if you have belief, and if you're conscious of Allah, and if you're concerned about the day of reckoning, and if you're concerned about the day that you're going to be meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would definitely only post that which would really be in your favor and never ever held against you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. May Allah bless us and our offspring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. People say, I've become very bored. What should I do? My brothers and sisters, to tackle boredom, do something constructive, not destructive. Remember those words. To tackle boredom, do something constructive, not destructive. Because if you tackled boredom with something destructive, it will occupy you with something very, very regretful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us. These are a few words of advice that I've delivered to you on this blessed Friday in order for you to ponder over your connection with Allah, and in order for me and you to improve in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can become better people, those who have benefited ourselves and who benefit others, and those who prepare for the final meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect you all. May Allah grant cure to those who are sick and ill. May Allah have mercy upon those who've passed away. May Allah alleviate the suffering of all those who are struggling across the globe. May Allah assist and empower the oppressed and grant them victory over the oppressors wherever they are across the globe. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eradicate for all of us the coronavirus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all other disease and sickness. And at the same time, may Allah help us to develop our relationship with Him and guide us to the straight path at all times. Protect us from the plots of the devil. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.